Hello, everyone. Welcome back, and thank you for joining us on the Live Unreal with Glover U podcast, where every week, Jeff Glover and his coaches will dive deep into the questions that you're asking. He understands the challenges you are facing on a day-to-day basis because he still works every day on the front lines of real estate, with him and his team closing over 1,000 homes per year. In today's episode, Glover U coach Matt Sutter will share with you his thoughts on how to thrive during the coronavirus. You will learn from Matt the right mindset in a market shift and what you need to do as a leader. Now, let's hear from Matt Sutter.
This is what we've been waiting for. And I want to tell you, if you're really committed to taking your business to the next level, this is what we've been waiting for. This is going to be the single biggest opportunity they've ever had to take their business to that pinnacle. This happens to be my second shift. Most of my business was started in the last shift. And I remember watching just the vast transfers of market share, the vast transfers of agents that were in the prior good market were number 300 in their market. And then by the time the shift was over, they were number two or number three or number even number one. And people that have been number one, number two, number three in the good markets were all of a sudden now number 300. And the reality is because, you know, most people think that the best time to gain market share is in the good time. And that's incorrect. The best time to gain market share is in the quote unquote down times. And I don't use down as in bad. I just use down just so that we kind of all know what we're talking about. Because it's easy language to use. So we're going to get rolling today. And I'm sure a lot of you are already plugged in, whether it's through other Glover U forums or with your particular company or what have you. You're probably already plugged into a lot of forums that are talking a lot about the production elements, a lot of the production changes that are going to take place as we enter this market shift. And so we're not going to focus on that today. We're going to focus purely on the leadership aspects of what's going on and how we can grow as leaders. And now, I know in this call, we've kind of people in various various sizes of businesses, and yet make no mistake, we are leading our clients. We are leading our prospects. And in fact, we're leading the people in our database, even if they're not going to buy or sell a home for the next 3 years. Because as business leaders, we become hyper aware that the reality of the circumstances is not what the average person sees. And so part of the great opportunity we have is not just to grow our business, but it's to shape the way people think. Because by the way, John Maxwell gives a great definition of leadership. He says, leadership is influence, nothing more, nothing less. It's pure influence. And so even if you're a standalone agent, understand you have both a great opportunity, and I'm going to say after today and after especially the rest of this class, you have a great responsibility to influence people. Because let's be honest, there's a lot of bad thinking out there. And I don't mean bad like these people are bad. I mean, their thinking's flawed. And for a lot of reasons, their thinking is flawed is because that's how they've been programmed. And so as leaders, we want to break some of those program cycles that are going on with both within us and then within them so we can guide them to make the right decisions. So let's plug in. And now I've got most of you unmuted. And again, if you're going to be with a lot of background noise, then go ahead and mute yourself. But I want to make this a little bit of a free-flowing conversation. This was 2 weeks ago when I was creating kind of the agenda items for the next few weeks. This wasn't going to be the topic. And obviously, that's how quickly we've changed. So we're going to navigate it. And yet, let's start out the conversation just being really direct. And we've got a lot of conversation right now around the coronavirus. And I won't pretend to have a lot of awareness of the medical circumstances. I won't pretend to speculate on when this is going to get resolved. I think that's very much up in the air. Yet here's what I am 100% clear on. The recession has started. We are officially in a recession. Now, by the way, I like recessions. I really do, it for all the points I made earlier. So when I say that word, don't let it get funky. I want you to think opportunity. I can tell you I haven't had this much adrenaline running through my veins in probably a few years. Like, I am chomping at the bit because recessions mean opportunity. Yet we are in a recession. Now, many of you on this call that you've been talking with other co-op agents, you're not feeling it yet. Because remember, the deals we're closing right now, the people that are pouring homes or have their home in the market, that's all a product of actions that we took months ago. So you may not be feeling the recession yet. In fact, the economy in general, other than the stock market, may not be feeling the recession yet make no mistake, it has started today. We will start to feel it a little bit more and more as we go forward. So the first thing we have to do is just acknowledge reality. This is where we are. And we don't have a choice on that. There's nothing we can do to change that. And so we, as leaders, we want to first adopt a mindset that this is reality. We're going to acknowledge reality and that we can only focus on those things that we can control. Now, everything I'm sharing with you around mindset within us, know that it becomes our job to then share it with the people that we lead. As I said before, a lot of the people we interact with, they're wonderful people who have received bad programming their entire life. In fact, all of us have bad programming from our childhood, not because anybody intentionally gave us bad programming, it's because they had bad programming. So our job as leaders is to shape the way people think. So as we are growing, what becomes critical is that we're then pouring that information into others. So we got to teach people that, listen, it is what it is. There's nothing we can do other than control what it is that we can control. Secondly, we don't want to over-speculate. There's going to be a lot of questions that are really fear-based questions, by the way, of what's going to happen or when will this end? Those questions are actually rooted in fear. Speculation is a byproduct of the unknown, which is related to fear. And speculating right now doesn't do a lot of good. Now, I don't mean we don't want to potentially try to anticipate. I don't mean that we don't want to look ahead and see where the opportunities are. Yet, endless speculation around what could happen, what might happen, without a whole lot of basis, really is just a waste of time and energy. I always look at it like this. We've been dealt a hand of cards. We've got to play those cards until the circumstances change that maybe deal us a different hand of cards. We can play what we can. Next thing, as leaders, I want to be really clear, and I want to be very transparent and vulnerable with everybody on this call because I believe that's critical leadership. You know, some of you are pretty close with me on Facebook, and I've really been working to take a lead and take an initiative on, projecting a leadership proposition out into the social media world. And I want to be really clear, that doesn't mean I don't have fear at times. That doesn't mean there hasn't been moments over the past week where my initial thought was like, oh my gosh, what could happen? And so if you're having those thoughts from time to time of, well, what is this going to mean for my business? Are we going to survive? And is everything just going to fall apart? Understand that initial thought, there's nothing wrong with that initial thought. There's a great saying that says we can't necessarily control our initial thought, yet we can control every thought that comes after that. So don't think that just because you have fear creep in occasionally about the unknown, that doesn't disqualify you from being a great leader. The way I always like to think of it is great leaders don't act because they're fearless. Great leaders simply act in spite of the fear that all of us have. Someone that doesn't have fear from time to time, I would say is probably not a healthy individual. So don't beat yourself if you have those moments. The task for us as leaders is to pull ourselves up out of that fear pit as quickly as possible. Next, as leaders, and we're really talking about the mindset of leadership, and then, of course, how we want to pour into our people, is fall in love with this opportunity. And whether you like it or not initially, it's the only opportunity we have. The life in the market of 3 weeks ago is gone. And it will return. We don't know exactly what it'll look like, but it will return. We will get back to prosperity. I am completely convinced of that. And yet, this is the opportunity we have. Fall in love with it and spread the gospel of that message to all your people. Hey, guys. Here's the circumstances, and what a great opportunity, and let's go. Let's find out how do we exploit it, and I don't mean exploit in a manipulative way. I mean exploit in like digging out where are the gaps. Fall in love with the strategy behind the skills and thinking of, okay, the market shifted. Now there's new opportunities. Let's go spend some time really like doing some brain damage in a good way around what are the opportunities? Where is no one else seeing? Where are the gaps? Where can we attack that maybe we couldn't get ourselves into in the market of only three weeks ago. Last thing on kind of the mindset component, and this is both for you, and yet it's more importantly that you're sharing this with the people that you're leading. The next 3 to 4 months will be the hardest. The next 3 to 4 months will be a grind. It will require rolling up our sleeves. It will require us doubling down on activities. It will require us getting up a little earlier, staying up a little late. Be clear on that. And yet, here's what's going to happen somewhere in the next 3 to 4 months. You're going to start to see other agents give up. You're going to start to see a drop off. And I can assure you from having experienced the last shift that the next 3 to 4 months, the mindset is really around survival. And then after only 3 to 4 months, we actually get back to thrive really fast, even if the market continues to be in a shift. You know, there are predictions, and this is a great thing for everyone on this call, so don't let it come to fear, let it come to opportunity. There is great reason to believe that over the coming shift, we could lose anywhere between 25 and 40% of the agent's license by the National Association of Realtors. And since this is a closed forum, so don't share this publicly, that's a wonderful thing. That's a wonderful thing that gives us all sorts of, I see a couple thumbs up, that gives us all sorts of great opportunity, and yet those agents aren't going to drop out for at least another 3 to 4 months. So now we have to accept that there's an environment in which there's going to be less transactions, the same amount of competition. When we survive those 3 to 4 months, then the agents that just couldn't survive start dropping out. Now all of a sudden, even though the pie may be smaller, our piece of the pie can be every bit as big as it was before. But guess what? It gets better, right? Because as we progress, still more and more start to drop out. And now all of a sudden, even with a smaller pie, the piece of our pie gets bigger and bigger and bigger. There's a really cool adage in business that traditionally the market share we gain in a shift, we keep when the market reshifts back. So I'm just making up numbers, but let's say you have 1% market share right now. Well, it's conceptual that during the shift, you grow your market share to 5% and you're still only selling the same number of homes you've currently been selling. Yet when the market reshifts back to what we experienced as of three weeks ago, now you're selling 5 times the number of homes as you once were. All right, so we won't lose it. All right, so let me pause there. Are there any questions, comments on kind of the mindset space? And let's think of it from the standpoint of training our people or the conversations we're having with our people or our clients and database.
Matt, I have a question.
Yes.
This is Cheesa. Do you think that, and I know you talked about doubling down on business and people getting out of the business, do you think that the quality that they're of service that they're providing in this time is going to be an area where we can focus on an opportunity to increase our level of service to gain a better
cheer? Oh yeah, hands down. Again, for everyone on this call, you should be excited because the days of the order taker agent, the agent that simply is taking an order and isn't actually providing any sort of strategic value, those days are over. And so it will come down to us being able to provide a great customer service, but now our people are going to need strategic advice, like real strategic advice. You know, I always like to think of it that there's a lot of people that have succeeded the past 5, 6, 7, 8 years. They've succeeded in spite of themselves. They've succeeded because they've been high charisma, or they've had great relationships, and all that stuff continues to be helpful. And yet, in a shift, the reality is we can't simply rely on our own personality. We actually have to develop skills. We actually have to become the economist of choice. We have to be able to understand what's required to position a client to be able to either buy the right home at the right price or to be able to sell their home. So for the agents that are committed to this being a career and not a lifestyle, and can we agree we've got a lot of lifestyle agents in our industry right now? For those agents that are committed to this being a real career, oh guys, it's limitless. You're about to be a kid in the candy store in terms of how you're going to be able to stand out from that. Does that answer your question?
Yes, it does.
That's okay.
That's good because
Cool.
Kind of a focus for me before this. So this just lets me know that that's an area that I really have to grow in. So that's awesome.
Yep. Awesome. Cool. All right. Any other thoughts on the mindset space? All right. Cool. Oh, yeah, go for it.
Yes. I have a thought. I think similar to you, I find it just very hard to stay on track with that mindset when I'm a person that needs to be really busy. And as much as I enjoyed the last days to spend time with family and virtually like talk to friends and mastermind, I feel like I'm getting crazy, man. I was today in my office. My office manager is there. She's working. I'm like, I'm trying stuff for her to do. You know, I don't have really anything to do. We filmed a few videos. I told her to, you know, get really into command, watch videos, do stuff. But I feel like I'm getting crazy. I mean, I'm still doing showings and doing appraisal and stuff, but it's just really hard. How do you, you know, distract yourself from all this?
Yeah, so I'm going to address that in just a second, I believe. Will you hold that question? And if I don't answer it after I cover the next section, then we'll revisit that.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. It's a real issue. So let's jump into this, which is I'm kind of talking about this to lay out your vision piece, but I think it could actually answer that question, and we'll flesh it fully out if not. Okay. Yet, as leaders, the most important thing we can do right now to instill confidence in both the people that we're leading as well as that I really believe we lead the people in our database. I really believe that is to lay out our vision. Lay out our vision for where we're going. And I know we've got a wide range of kind of leadership experience on this call. And by the way, I'm a big believer that great leaders are not born great leaders. There are some components of leadership that you can be born with that maybe make your growth curve a little faster, but nobody's born out of the womb a great leader. And the cool thing is that times like these are where we craft great leadership. It's very easy to lead a ship when it's smooth sailing on the open sea. It's a whole other thing when you're navigating through a hurricane. And so, part for the mindset that I want you to really consider is that you're going to grow. And I don't think there's anybody on this call that's planning on retiring in the next 3 years. And I may be wrong, and I don't get that impression. So wherever you are in your leadership curve, you're going to come out of this, if you're intentional on this space, you're going to come out way better at leading. And that is ultimately going to catapult and take your career. In fact, when we get to later sections of this course, you know, we'll talk about our sales skills to kind of get us to here. Our leadership skills get us to here. Like it's not just a little jump. It's adding leadership skills on top of sales skills gets us dramatically higher. And so, you know, if you're already pretty high on your leadership journey, if you've already got a pretty higher leadership lid, jump in and practice those skills. And if this is really your first foray into leadership, jump in. You're going to learn the skills. Either way, jump in and take the leap, and you're going to grow faster. Next, when we talk about vision, a lot of times people are very slow to share their vision because they don't know the how. And we talked on that a little bit last week, is that a lot of times we feel like we have to have the plan and ready to go before we're going to say anything. And our people aren't looking for the how. They're just looking for where we're going. And the truth is, because we don't even know what's going to happen over the next anywhere between 3 weeks and I don't want to speculate, but let's just say 6 months. Who knows, right? The how may change 9 times in that time period. Because like I said before, we can only play the hand we're dealt until the circumstances change and we're dealt a different hand. And so don't feel so obligated to understand the how of where you're going, how you're going to get to the vision. Just say, guys, we're here and we're going here. We'll figure out the how on the way. Yet make no mistake, we're not staying here. We are absolutely going there. And if the how changes along the line, that is totally, totally fine. In this time, and Catherine, we're talking about, you know, things to do and things like this. Over communication is key. As a leader, we want to get to the point, I touched on this a little bit last week around vision. We want to get to the point where we're like, my gosh, my people must be so sick of hearing from me. Because it's when we start thinking they're sick of us, that they're just now hearing us. All right. Remember, we're thinking about this every second of every day. They're not. When we're talking to them about our vision, it's resonating us because it's coming from our passion. It's barely registering on them. So we have to over communicate. We have to be talking to them on a daily basis for a couple of reasons. One, because we've got to get them really aligned with the vision. But second, because they're scared. They're scared of the uncertainty, and we are their common course. Now, remember, we may go through our own little times of fear. That doesn't mean we're ineffective at helping others get through their times of fear. And that is one of the great onuses of leadership, right? Franklin Roosevelt said, the only thing we have to fear is fear itself. And when he shared that, I have no doubt. I mean, the entire world was on the line, and I have no doubt that he had incredible fears. I mean, they used to talk about Winston Churchill being in just panic during times in World War II, and yet when it was time to lead people, you button up, you know, that top button gets tight, and we go out and we present ourselves as strong and clear on our vision. If we need to go behind the scenes and talk with our significant other or our best friend, and we need to expose ourselves, you know, having these moments of weakness, that's fine. But it's all sunshine and roses when we get in front of our people. And I don't mean that in a delusional way. I don't mean like we pretend like the reality isn't reality. I just mean that we acknowledge what reality is. And we also say, guys, we're going here. We're going here. We're going here. All right. That's what we want to do. Next, and this I think should definitely answer part of your question, is we want to be really, really visible. And visible in today's circumstances may not actually mean face-to-face, right? We all understand what we're dealing with in that regard. Yet there's ways to be visible even online, right? So increase your online presence dramatically right now. Be visible. This is probably a great time for those of you guys that are using social media ads to increase your spend, right? People are home right now. They're scared. They want to see your face. And then even be visible in the sense of call your database and call them a lot. I mean, has there ever been a more compelling reason, a more obvious reason to be able to call our database? Because one, we can check on them. How are you doing, guys? How are you? Can we support you? Which is a very genuine and well-received call. Here's the other thing, and it may not be the case today, but you know, if we get an even deeper shutdown, they're going to be bored. Like for the first time ever, people are going to be begging for sales calls because they just want to break up the monotony of their day. So take advantage of that. Whether people that we talk to are going to be ready to buy or sell in a month or in 4 years, the conversations we're having with them today will stay with them. All right. So call your database, be very visible with your people, increase the number of interactions that you're having with them. If you were having daily interaction with your people, increase that to triple times a day. And that, these don't have to be long conversations. These can be the quick little check-in text messages. It can be a 3-minute call. But that allows us as leaders to determine how their mindset's doing, so we know if we need to insert something in the conversation to kind of reframe. Let's keep going a little further, then I'll open up back up to questions. And these are really kind of the next steps. What can we as leaders do, really starting right now and going forward? First thing is get ourselves into action and get our people into action. Fear is best bred in inaction. In fact, typically inaction is a product of fear because we don't know what to do. And right now, I would rather my people do something, even if it's not quite right, than do nothing. Right? So pick a strategy, and even if it isn't perfect, go, 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 because then there's no time to get consumed by the fear component of it. We need to get our people moving. As we start to learn what the reality of the circumstances are, and right, we should get clearer, you know, day by day and week by week, we can then pivot or redirect, get them into action. Next, this isn't a vacation. So, you know, I'm actually sitting in my office right now, my public office. And while we've shut down our office, we haven't shut down our office, but we don't have a lot of agents in here. We have a pretty big space. Our entire staff is here now. We're staying away from each other and things like that. But the framing that we have is, this is not a vacation. If anything, this is the hardest we're ever going to work, because there's a lot going on and there's a lot of opportunity in it. So for those of you with teams and admins, I know there's a big push to office from home. I don't have an opinion on that. I am not qualified to give advice on that. And I know even from state to state, it's wildly different, and it could be wildly different next week. And yet, even if everyone's officing from home, get granular on what the expectations are. This is not a vacation. And if our people are treating this like a vacation, guess what? That team a team that's on the other side of town from you right now that's not treating like a vacation is going to run past you. They're going to run past you. This is not the time to be taking a break. Next, as leaders, we've got to set the pace. So I know for me, I'm getting up earlier right now. I'm being more proactive. I'm being more visible because there's a great saying. It says, speed of the leader, speed of the pack. In a shift, there can be no wasted time. I'm not saying you have to work from dusk to dawn. You'll never hear me say that. And yet we have to get efficient with our time because it takes more time to drive out the same amount of results. So that means we have to be moving fast. And if we want our people to move fast, we got to move fast. If we're the lead lion, we got to set the pace and have everybody else keep up with us. So get into action and go forward. It's very hard. It's very close to my heart. And I've been through this a few different times in different ways. It's probably near and dear to a lot of your hearts is how do we protect our people? So for those of you guys that have administrators or you have other agents, we want to protect them, right? We care about them. We love them. We know we're going through some different times. And I feel really strong on this because, I've never had anyone that I worked with or was working quote unquote under me that I didn't care about. And we have to get really clear. You do not, now listen carefully here. Let me finish. You do not owe them a role and you do not owe them a paycheck. Okay. The paychecks they've been receiving was because of the work they've been doing. Now, what I very much believe is you do owe them the opportunity. It is a very big difference here. We're not a charity. What we owe them is the opportunity to stay on the bus with us. They, however, must fulfill the opportunity. I want to look at this as, hey, everybody, guys, time has changed. The reality is different. What has worked in the past likely won't work today. I want everybody to be on the bus. By the way, this bus is going here. I'm going to lay out the vision. We're going from here and we're going to here. The goal hasn't changed. And let's go together. And everybody has a seat on the bus. Now, from that day on, the seat has to continue to be earned. All right. So we do not owe them charity. We owe them an opportunity. That's actually love. The business giving someone charity, hear me, because this is going to be controversial. The business giving someone charity is not the business's job. Now, if I, as an individual, as an owner of a business who's actually outside of the business, and we'll talk about subsequent classes, if I want to give someone charity, cool. The business is not us. It's not us individual. The business has an obligation to be sustainable. The business owes it to everybody else on the bus to be viable and to survive. All right. So the business itself is not a charity. We owe them the opportunity. Now, here's what's cool. I'm going to fight like hell to support them in that opportunity that they have because I want them on that bus because I care and I love them. Hopefully that makes sense. If you have some follow-up questions, let me know. But I need that. I need the bus to sustain so we can make payroll for everybody else. With that, allow people to tap out. Do not be surprised, and this won't happen immediately probably. Yet, let's say, and I'm not speculating here, I'm just saying conceptually, if this shift lasts 3 or 4 years, you may see some people tap out. You know, if you're running fast and you're committed to your goals, there may be some people like, this just isn't what I want. Be okay with that. Be okay with that. In a shift, there cannot be any dead weight. So if someone says to you and says, gosh, it's just not the way it used to be, and I just, it's just too much, doesn't make them good, doesn't make them bad, doesn't make it right, doesn't make it wrong. Yet if you're committed to your vision, if you're committed to getting there, understand if they're no longer aligned with doing the things that get us there, it's okay for them to go. And we can love them still. Remember, we can love them personally outside of the business. They're just not a fit for the business anymore. And with that, in a shift, and you'll see this, and again, these are not necessarily things for today. These are things to keep in the back of your mind. In a shift, there's going to be a glut of really talented people looking for great opportunities. You know, up until recently, in a lot of markets, it's been challenging if you've got a role opening to get really qualified candidates because if they're a superstar, they're already employed. Well, we're going to start seeing over the coming months, we're going to see really talented people laid off. And so while I always want to provide opportunity for my people, if they can't keep up or if they tap out, I know this is my chance to get superstar talent and bring them onto the bus. And that's going to carry us forward. Last thing, and then we're going to open it up to questions, is skill wins the day. And Jeff Glover talks about that a lot. Skill wins the day. As I alluded to earlier, there's no more order takers in our business. We are no longer order takers for our clients. Our job is to actually take control of the situation and literally advise our clients. Otherwise, if we're not advising them correctly, if we're not leading them correctly, their house is not going to sell. Everything changes in a shifted market. And so skill has to come both on the sales side and the leadership side. So this is the time to get really intentional in your leadership. Now, I think it was probably the first week I said something to the fact of, you could read every leadership book ever been written. You could take every leadership class, including this one, and yet the fastest path to becoming a great leader is to simply start leading. Be intentional around it. And if you're terrible, great, because you have to be terrible before you can become mediocre. And if you're mediocre at it, great, because you have to be mediocre before you can become okay as a leader. And you can't be good until you're okay. And you can't be great until you're good. And you can't be world class until you're great. Just start. Wherever you are in that spectrum, start. And even when you fail in your leadership journey, you're going to learn, and it's going to take you down that sequential progression. Just start. Last thing, very last point, and then we'll open up to questions, is this, and this really applies to every facet of our business, is that a good market, when I say good, I don't really mean good in terms of a value, just good in terms of how most people perceive a good market to be. A good market is very forgiving to our errors. Many people have succeeded the past 3 to 10 years, not because they were so brilliant, but they succeeded in spite of all of their mistakes, because maybe they were really good at a couple things that were enough to pull them through when they were doing 98% of the things wrong. A shifted market exposes everything. So as we're going forward, yes, we need to grow our sales skills. We've got to grow our leadership skills. Because if we're not growing our leadership skills and we're not getting better in that space, the market will expose it. The agents that we're leading or the administrative people that we're leading will see it. And they're going to look for other opportunities, because in a down market, in a recession, people want to be led. They are desperately looking for leadership in every walk of life. That's our opportunity to go forward.
Thank you for taking your time to join the Live Unreal with Glover U podcast. To get started on having an unreal business, take the real estate self-assessment. After you complete the assessment, a member of Glover U will get on a call with you to create an action plan to improve your score. Go to www.gloveru.com/self. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe. Search for Live Unreal with Glover U on iTunes, Podbean, or Spotify, and subscribe today. Until next time, remember, great leaders don't act because they are fearless. Great leaders act despite the fear that all of us have.